Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
So this past spring, the pandemic hit graduating seniors in a particular way. We've been hearing about that. Their classes ended abruptly. They were suddenly disconnected from their school and each other. Their senior portraits, taken months before the pandemic, were equally disconnected from where they were living, what they were living through. Portrait photographer Matt Mendelson wanted to do something about that. So he volunteered to reshoot the portraits of the class of 2020 at Yorktown High School in Virginia. His project is called Not Forgotten. For each portrait, Mendelson brought along a canvas backdrop as the one unifying element. And before he started shooting, he asked each student to tell him something about themselves and this moment.
Before I can post it on Instagram, I want to have some information. So I started having them, you know, email me and I say, answer me three questions. What did you do?
I think our class has been trying to figure out how to balance dealing with the things we've lost this spring, while also maintaining a level of awareness about the things.
Where are you going?
I'm excited to be going to the West Coast and attending a big school in a big city on the water and being exposed to new people with different perspectives.
What do you love?
Music has completely turned my life around. Even now, after practicing every single day, making new beats, I still view it as something that makes me happy. Hopefully I'll be able to do this all my life because nothing brings me the same joy I get from finding an old jazz song maybe three people have heard.
What I love is photography and people. That would be the answer to my questionnaire. I wanted to set out to do a portrait of one high school during a year of loss. I wanted to make a photo essay that had a cohesive feel to it, hence the backdrop, the same backdrop, you know, whether it's up in a tree or in the case of one kid who wants to go into auto body repair, I had him use the backdrop as a drop cloth as he sat underneath the car. So I wanted it to feel like a cohesive project. And I think that's what we've gotten. You know, the best portraits so far have been from the seniors who like think about what they want. Sort of like saying, what are you going to put into your personal time capsule portrait? I'm saying bring an element of you to this shoot. So they think about that going in and just like, you know, George came out with all of his hiking gear on. That's what he's passionate about. And I love that he did that. You know, he shimmied up this tree in no time flat and he unfurled the backdrop like he was sort of like a Greenpeace protester holding the backdrop in this tree. And it was hysterical. One girl came out with the battle axes that she makes for props for theater. I had a violinist and he was playing for me in the street. The backdrop was about to blow away and it was fantastic. His hair was blowing and it makes for a great picture. I don't care that the backdrop looks like it's blowing away. That helps the picture. I want to know what makes them tick and I want some piece of that to be brought into the picture. Sometimes in a melancholy way, sometimes in a whimsical way. A girl in the hot tub swimming because she has no pool, whimsical. The girl with the backpack on because she can no longer go hiking anywhere because all the parks are closed, you know, more melancholy. I was doing a nice thing, the way everybody contributes in a troubled time. You know, the thing that I brought was my camera. But what I did not expect was that simply offering a good deed with my camera, because that's all I could offer, would sort of boost the spirits the way it has. And these families have all come out of their houses and they all put their hand over their heart and they all, you know, I'm in my car, I'm honking. I can't go up and shake their hand. So I honk the horn and they come out of their houses and they all mouth the words, thank you so much for doing this. And I shrug, oh, it's fine. It's totally fun. I'm having a blast. This is now looking more like a you know, like a time capsule that somebody will find 150 years from now and look at it and say, wow, this is sort of like a portrait of a class that, you know, evaporated, that had their senior year evaporate. It's a portrait of a lost season.
That was photographer Matt Mendelson. He's completed 400 senior portraits at Yorktown High School. Our radio diary was produced by On Point's Tim Skog. And our program would not be produced without the dedicated and talented staff that we have. It includes Anna Bauman, Jonathan Chang, Eileen Amata, Brittany Knott, Stefano Katsonis, Hillary McQuilkin, James Ross, Dory Scheimer, Tim Skog, Grace Tatter, Adam Waller, and Sydney Wertheim. I'm Anthony Brooks. Thanks for listening. This is On Point.